Commentator Mike Pesca has been watching the news, as he always does, and he's made an observation.
This week, a famous, perhaps the most famous participant of the most popular sport in America attempted to keep doing the thing that made him among the greatest. He tried against orders, against advice, perhaps against reason, certainly against the odds. Cue the stirring background music. Call the guys at 30 for 30. Who is this? Who is this hero infused with a stalwart's dedication, a role model, who you could say literally is trying to fulfill his patriotic mission? It's Tom Brady, and he's trying to get out of that whole Deflategate thing. You know Deflategate, a.k.a. the case of the mushy footballs. Think about where we are with Deflategate, where we as a nation of sports fans are. Let me read a headline, and let's just pause for a minute to consider the implications of said headline. Brady appeals Deflategate suspension reinstatement. And the thing about this headline is, to the vast majority of Americans, certainly American sports fans, that collection of words makes sense. The syntax has meaning. Appeal Deflategate suspension reinstatement. Maybe if I emphasize every syllable, it will make clear how Byzantine the saga has been. The appeal means he's asking for a rehearing of a reinstatement that was revoked. I believe that to be a conditional quadruple negative. And yet, I would say, I don't know, 60% of NFL fans know exactly what I'm talking about. 96% of New England Patriot fans. Brady supposedly knew that his footballs in the AFC Championship game of 2 years ago were inflated under the proper PSI. Now, the rules of journalism say I need to spell out PSI. But this is my point. We're so familiar with Deflategate. You know what PSI is? It's like I wouldn't spell out FBI or RSVP. That's the familiarity. So Brady was suspended, then not, then suspended, and now he hopes not. The breakup of Ma Bell took less time than the Deflategate punishment. And what's so fascinating is that sports media just has to say anything about Deflategate, and millions of people will know exactly where we are in the story, what the stakes are, and if they're fair-minded folk, i.e. if they agree with me, they will have strong opinions about inflation gauges, Goodell's overstepping his authority, and maybe they can cite a clause or two of the ideal gas law. Now, here are some things Americans know less about than Deflategate. 5 years ago, Newsweek recently asked 1,000 citizens to take America's citizenship test, and 46% were unable to identify the Bill of Rights. The National Constitution Center found 40% of adults know that there are 100 senators in the Congress. Annenberg found that only 38% of Americans know the Republicans control the House of Representatives. I can go on and on. I think more people know about Deflategate than know about the basics of American life. Now, I did come across this one statistic, and I guess it was heartening. It's from that 2011 Newsweek story. They found that 29% of Americans didn't know who the vice president was. And while that might seem disturbing, it means that 71% of your fellow Americans could name the vice president. And you got to believe that fewer than that could tell you something about Deflategate. Though I'm sure that many of the 71% who could name the vice president were prodded with the suggestion, you know, the guy who's like the federal government's version of Tom Brady's backup, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Mike Pesca hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, from Slate. He's a panelist on the sports podcast, Hang Up and Listen, which posts every Monday.